Good morning, 9:05 a.m. 9:05. Yeah, I'm late. It's June the 11th, a Tuesday, 2013. So I missed my 6 o'clock window this morning. That's 16 and a half miles. 16 and a half minutes of the first mile. That's not bad, given that I started late. And I didn't get good tunes today. It was disappointing. Got a couple, but not the whole set. So 16 and a half minutes still. It's not bad for the first mile. Anyway, I missed my 6 o'clock window this morning. And I'm paying for that now. It's 20 degrees hotter right now than it was at 6 o'clock. And I'm working up a bit of a sweat. And I'm not, you know, I've got a polo shirt on. I don't know. My blue jeans. I'm not wearing anything heavy. I was supposed to break 100 today, so triple digits before the day is out. So part of the reason I'm late was that I at 6 o'clock I was engaged in some graphics work, and I didn't want to put it down because I wasn't sure I could pick it up again. And I thought, well, 15 minutes, which turned into 45 minutes. Which turned into, oh my god, it's time to take the kid to school. Which meant it also was time for me to go to the doctor's. Still have some inflammation in one eye. Good morning.
Morning.
The right eye, which should be the most well healed, is still slightly swollen. It has inflammation. I'm not sure exactly what that inflammation means, other than it's pretty clear that my right eye has a problem. And that's that it tends to double up things. So I'm guessing that that's an artifact of the inflammation. So I thought I was done with the drops. No. Yet another 2 weeks, four times a day, both eyes, trying to get it under control. Part of it is probably my age. Although he does deal with a lot of elderly patients. Certainly the ones that are much older than I am. Be that as it may, I still have some stuff to do. So, that's interesting. What was that? Coolmint Listerine. Looked like a jump drive. So yeah, it's overly warm. It's going to be a hot day. My wife is home today. I'm going to go home and see if I can crank out 5,000 words today. That's my goal. 5K. The problem is that it's already 9:05 in a little over 2 hours, probably 2 hours by the time I get home. I have to go pick up the other kid. So I'll get a couple hours this morning. Maybe 2 or 3 hours this afternoon before I have to start fixing dinner. But still, 5,000 words, it's like half a day's work. I saw a post yesterday about the value machine, the magic value machine, where your time is what you have to invest, and what you produce with that time, it's up to you whether or not it's valid or valuable. And one of the problems that I've been having lately is a lot of the time that I'm spending is not producing the things that I want to value. It's producing the things that I do value, which is largely, for the most part, to be completely honest, mostly entertainment. As much as I like to pretend, or at least tell myself, if not actually pretend, what I'm doing is letting a story percolate, which does have considerable value. The truth is, if I look at what I actually produce, The ideas are good, but the production is, what I'm producing is entertainment, or food, or transport for the kids, or laundry, or clean dishes, or clean floors, or mowed lawns, or... Yesterday it was a car repair, coming home from picking up the kid from school. We made a stop. When I left, the car wouldn't start. Took two tries. That's just unusual. It was a warm day. I've got a relatively new battery, but hard to crank. Turn the key, like it was a cold day, like there was no charge in the battery. Starter didn't want to turn over. And so when it failed, it's like, okay, it's been doing it for a few days, just sort of hard turnover once in a while. But when it failed at the store, it's like, okay, I can't risk this anymore. I've got to go take it and have it checked. So I took it in. And of course, by then it was afternoon. Service bays were all full. And so I had to leave it. And they were going to give me a ride home because it was very hot yesterday afternoon. And they were going to give me a ride home. The shuttle would be back in any minute now. So I said, okay, and I sat down. 20 minutes later, I'm still sitting there in the room, waiting room. And it's like, hello? 20 minutes is not just a minute or two or any minute now. It's, what the hell's going on? So I went up and the only guy who knew that I needed a ride had been on the phone for 15 minutes with an extended phone call on some important service issue. He hadn't had a chance to tell the guy when he came back that I was waiting. So they put me in the shuttle and drove me home. But basically I lost well over an hour on car repair yesterday. And the punchline was they took it in, they tested it all up. They checked the battery, they checked the starter, they checked the cables, they checked the belts, they checked the charging system. Everything was on spec. Nothing wrong. They turned the key and it starts. So, they didn't charge me. But there's nothing wrong with the car. Other than I have this sort of fear that I'm going to turn the key and it's going to go, and that's all. So, yeah, not a good day. Not a good day at all. My foot's swollen this morning. I'm going to have to go home and take a pill. I was trying to fight it. I was trying not to take the pill today. But I have to take the pill. That means I'll have to take a nap later. But it also means I'll be able to walk for the rest of the day. My foot won't gradually get worse as the day goes along. Might actually get a little bit better. So, yeah, first world problems, I suppose. Medical issues, kid issues, car issues. So, this prism thing has blown up and taken over a lot of people's attention. I'm kind of surprised. Surprised that so many people seem to be so upset. B, so many people seem to be so surprised. Now, I don't really want to talk about politics on this walk. But, really? You're surprised? People are surprised that the government is capturing every email, every text message. They're mining. They're accumulating a mountain of data that they can mine at their will at some point down the road. Did anybody not see this coming? Did anybody not believe that this was going on all the time? Good morning. Oh well. Groundhog, a little prairie dog. It's sitting in his hole, eyeing the people walking by. Little plague carrier. To be fair, it's not the prairie dog, it's just fleas, but still. Walking across that field to take your life in your hands. The right flea bite, you're dead. Monk pole. Well, at least very sick. I won't say dead, but. So I'm on the eastern reach here. The sun is beating down. I forgot to put on my sunglasses when I left the house. I was in such a hurry to get away. Oh, yeah. It's brilliant. I did put my eye drops in. That was disappointing. I thought I was pretty much done with them, but oh well. At this point, more eye drops is relatively minor. Another couple weeks. I'm going to go back to the doctors. They did say that my left eye is better than 20/20. So, yeah, that was very cool. It's, other than the one floater that was there when I started, it's almost pristine in terms of vision, which is great. The right eye has some astigmatism in it, so there's going to be some issues no matter what we do. I have a feeling I'm going to be one of those old guys who has a pair of glasses strung around his neck on a lanyard. I get the inflammation cleared up, that'll probably help some. And I can go get my glasses, my new prescription in 2 weeks, he says, so. Okay, we'll do that. I'll have to contact him and see if I can't get an appointment for early July. Today's the 11th, 2 weeks would be the 25th, end of June. So anyway, yeah, back to the value machine. I was reading about that, and it's like, yeah, this is all stuff that I came to grips with years ago. But it was good to be reminded of it. Because one of the problems that I'm having is that this Greedock story is causing me pain. It's causing me pain in large part because it's not done. It's not done in large part because I just can't seem to sit down and put the handle on it and start cranking. And the answer to that, of course, is to sit down and put the handle on it and start cranking, even though I don't want to, because the reward for that will be that pain goes away. So I'm going to see what I can't do about making that pain go away, starting today. I'm not going to do it 24/7, I don't believe, just because I'm old and I will get tired and people need me to be active and moving and taking care of the family. If I can get 5,000 words today, maybe I can get 8,000 tomorrow. Maybe I can get 10,000 on Friday. That would be pretty much well over halfway. Almost two-thirds. Maybe three-quarters, depending on what I do on Thursday. So I could make this pain go away by the end of the week if I just grit it through. And that's really what I need to do. I've got, speaking of grit it through, Ownershare went out to an editor, copy editor, yesterday. Thank you, Mem. I don't know if Mem listens to this podcast or not, but she does read my blog. I've had a couple of people volunteer, and she happened along at the time when I was thinking about it. Good morning. Morning. I saw those kids a little while ago. So yeah, it's gonna be a hot, terrible, awful 100 degree day. I'm gonna have about 2 hours after I get home where I can actually sit and write. I have to get some breakfast because I miss breakfast as well. And my tummy is telling me, you need to eat something relatively quickly. And it has to be something decent, it can't be junk. I splurged and bought a couple pounds of grapes the other day. And they've been my candy on the counter for the last couple of days. I have to be careful with grapes because you can eat a pound of grapes at a sitting. And that's way too much sugar. Way too many triglycerides. So I have to be a little bit circumspect there. They taste so good on a hot day. Make another pot of coffee and give myself either some toast and peanut butter or another one of my frozen burritos of goodness. Yeah, I know they're not really good. They're not really all that to begin with, but from a nutritional standpoint, they have slightly fewer calories than peanut butter toast. And from a slightly better protein and a slightly better flavor, mouthfeel, satisfaction factor. So I can eat one of those. Crap, my hand's swollen up now. So I can eat one of those, have it be ready. And less time that takes peanut butter toast. Get a fresh pot of coffee going and we'll be in good shape. My fingers are swelling up, my feet are swelling up. It's from the salt. The other thing I got, the guilty pleasure that I shouldn't have, was olives. They had the dry cured black olives at the olive bar yesterday. So 17.5 minutes on the second mile, not bad. But yeah, those dry cured olives are, all olives are salty, but that one's, those are probably the worst. I had several yesterday. So my sodium level's through the roof today. But hey, once in a while. Oh, shade. I wonder how much the temperature has gone up in the last 40 minutes. 33 minutes and some other seconds. Let's see if I can find out. Is only 2 degrees, but I bet it's more than that. Of course, more than that in the sun. The sun's gone up a lot in the last bit, so it's moved out of the protective range of the atmosphere and into the much less protected range. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then, but a lot earlier.